And we are now recording.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, Trevor. How are you?
I've been slimmer. I'm a little tubby. I'm gonna tell you. I'm at that, you know, when, now let me tell you a thing that you might not know. One thing men hate, or me personally, is shopping.
Okay.
I hate going to like a pants store or like this, you know, any kind of stores. I just don't like
All right.
going there.
Okay.
And so a big controller in my weight is my hatred of shopping. And so when my pants start getting tight,
Yeah.
I will just stop eating, right?
Oh, well, that's healthy.
Well, I don't know. I don't care. My thing is, I don't know if it's healthy or not, but I hate shopping. And so, how am I doing? My clothes still fit.
Okay.
That's
All
the
of that to
answer.
say that.
That's
Got it.
all right.
All right. And so
So,
you don't have to go shopping.
no, right now I'm in a not eating thing so that my pants fit again. Because I really hate
Once a,
shopping.
but are you at least eating once a day?
Yeah, mostly, yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, I mean, what do you mean once a day? Eating once a day. What's the quantity there? You know,
Something.
what are you eating? It's a very vague, it's a very odd, it's a whole big picture, Michelle. It's a
Yeah.
whole thing that I don't think that's what you wanted to step
I
into
think
by asking me how I'm doing. I don't think that's where you wanted to go.
I have
But
an
that's where we are because I'm answering the question, and I'm right now I'm not eating so that I can not go shopping.
Okay.
Because that's how much I hate shopping.
Yes. I've been shopping with you.
Does that answer?
You kind of stink at it.
Does that answer the? Okay, I'm not saying I'm a good shopper. I never told
You're a
anybody.
very good buyer.
Oh, I never. Okay, I didn't say either of the. We were talking. I thought we were gonna thank our sponsors. I didn't know what was going on here, and now this is where we are.
Yeah.
We're talking about this now.
So we
We're
were.
talking about that I'm fat, and I gotta lose weight so I can wear my pants again, so I don't have to go shopping. Is this
Well,
where you wanted it? Because that's where we are.
wow. Apparently, you wanted it there.
No, I didn't want it there, but you made me self-conscious.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you asked me how I was doing.
Projector! That's what I'm gonna start calling you. Projector Man! Projector Man!
All right.
Yeah, because you can take
Well,
it.
no, I don't want to go shopping.
Okay.
So I'm
Does that
yeah.
mean we're not garage sailing?
Not for clothes, for crying out loud.
Oh,
Okay. All
no.
right.
I'm still purging as well.
You're what?
Purging clothes as well.
Oh, you're throwing away clothes?
Yeah, because they're too big.
Oh,
Because
That's
I've been
not what.
losing weight.
Yeah, it'd be too. Well, no, actually, I just fluctuate. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Sure.
Like, we already.
Billionaires.
Billionaires? Oh, no, first of all, you gotta thank our sponsors.
Beautiful, beautiful Beaver Lake Lodge.
And can't play yet.
And can't blame you.
And all the trees. Free the trees.
And then don't
Hashtag.
forget 1.4 billion pounds of cheese under the city of St. Louis. No, dang it. I lost it. Springfield, Missouri. In the
It's not
cheese
saying
caves.
what? Okay.
Hashtag free the cheese. All right.
All right. So, I
Yes.
don't know if you pay attention.
Not if I can help it.
No,
I really can't afford it.
I can't afford it. is very expensive to pay.
Right?
Yeah!
What the heck was that?
Revving up.
Okay, got it.
I'm here.
All
right. Get my motor.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to do you need to do it again because I interrupted. Okay, that was much better the first time.
All right. So, do you realize?
Billionaires. Okay.
Do you believe? What's your opinion on this? You believe in billionaires?
No, I just said I believe.
That's not what that was. Do you think any person should be, any person in any country, should be a billionaire?
I think they should have the opportunity to.
The opportunity, so you're like with the Republican, like you work hard, you know, study, and like, you know, get good, become an electrical engineer, and then you can earn $1 billion.
Okay.
No, I'm asking. This is a question.
Okay, so here's the thing. I will never be a billionaire.
Not with that attitude.
Unless somebody writes me one big check or brings me truckloads of cash.
So
I believe in giving back.
Okay, let's just say.
And some might say I just throw my money away. But I don't feel like that's what it is.
Basically, you and me, just so the listeners know.
Yeah.
Are trying to figure out how to keep the lights on.
Yes.
99% of the time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just so no one listening thinks that we're, like, talking from, like, a high level of... But the thing is, when you're just like, I throw my money... that's the impression you're going to get, you know. Anyway, my point is, ask you the same question. Do you think there should be any such thing as a billionaire?
I mean,
Jesse the Body Ventura, the governor of Minnesota.
Yes, tell me about what he said.
He says there should be no billionaire.
I know this resonated with you.
Oh, because I've already been thinking it. I've already been thinking this to myself.
Okay.
All right, so now, if you look it up, and I've done a little research.
Yes.
And I know I'm fairly drunk, and people don't believe my research, but 80% of the dollars are controlled, 80% of the dollars ever printed, ever made,
okay,
are controlled by 12% of the population.
That seems pretty imbalanced.
Yeah.
However, not everybody has the same capabilities or the same work ethic.
Same work? You're towing the line with the Republican. If you just work hard and you're blah, 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 then you can have $4 billion.
Oh, I never said that.
Okay, well,
it's you can work your little patootie off and still be below poverty.
Yes. You should know this better than anybody.
Right? I've been there, done that.
You're a teacher.
Going through it again.
You're a teacher.
I'm not donating plasma this time.
Everybody knows teachers are broke.
Not donating plasma this time. Okay. Yes, teachers are broke. Because we don't get paid much.
Yeah. So, do you think it's right that 80% of the wealth is controlled by 12% of the population?
Well, I mean, you know, if they're better money managers, then they should manage it.
You think they're better? What are you talking about better? They're from empirical families before, like, before the, what do you call that? The revolution. Yeah. And, like, from the, Industrial Revolution. This is how J.P. Morgan and his associates and family.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? That's not the point.
Okay, well, what was the point?
What's the point is give the money back to the people.
How?
Yeah, right? See, that's the question, there right? You go. Yeah. So you can't have a bunch of guys with pirate pistols like you were trying to sell today.
Yeah.
Running there in, like, freaking litter because it's all digital now. So you can't even rob a bank. You can't. He's going there like, give me all the money.
Give me all your cryptocurrency.
Right, yeah, like download on this USB drive. It's impossible. Right, you can't do it. But here's what's going to happen.
What?
China.
What about China?
I'm not even really sure, but okay. That's what's going to... Hey, did but I tell you...
What's going to happen?
Hey, let me tell you a story.
I mean, I kind of already did, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. They're going to get us. Hey, so I want to talk about Caroline. This doesn't have anything
Caroline
to do with...
Kennedy?
No, Carolina Crosley.
Crosley?
Yeah.
Was she sweet?
I don't know.
I mean...
Maybe. No. Okay, let me tell you the dang whole story here.
All right, tell me the story.
Hey, hold on. We didn't say anything about the cheese for crying out.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
All right. So we got the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Free the cheese. Hashtag. Free the cheese.
Hashtag free the cheese.
I don't know what a hashtag is, but put that on it.
Okay.
Someone that's
good. Do you want the pound sign or do you want it to say hashtag with, like, some potatoes?
I don't know. Whatever helps get this cheese campaign.
Okay.
I was trying to talk to you. I asked you a question.
Can the hashtag free the cheese? T-shirts, I'm sorry, I am really get tired. Not be tan.
Why would they not be tan?
Because tan is almost as bad as white.
What the crap does that even mean? White's the worst.
Yeah.
As soon as you get a sweat thing.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, anybody who listens, men, stand up with it. Everyone knows that. The white t-shirts are only good for an undershirt. You can't use it for any significant amount of time for anything because then it gets your deodorant stain on it. Everybody knows. Wait, I was already on a thing about this. About men shopping and me losing weight. Yeah, I already covered that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can't buy white. You can't wear even that.
Yeah.
A shawl.
Okay. Oh, dude. Sorry.
Who's going to wear that? Who's going to wear a white t-shirt? No one. No one wears that. For more than once.
For more than once. Okay. So,
you wear it, you get it, it
I
comes in bubble wrap.
It, I kept dozing off.
It comes in a little sock or whatever.
Yeah.
And you wear it, and then it's garbage the next day. No one wears white t-shirts. You ever see anybody walking around wearing a white?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? You never see anybody walking around in a white t-shirt?
I asked you about the campaign yet. I mean, the... Goodness,
who are you
gracious.
Talking about? Who's
I can't
wearing,
even talk.
Who, no, but that adds it.
Who, why are you trying to make me talk?
I'm asking about this white t-shirt
But
thing.
Why are you talking? To make me talk.
Why am I talking to make you talk?
Yeah.
Well, it's not my purpose. It's not ever I set out this morning. It's how I'm going to say things to make Michelle say things. That's not how I went about this in my profession. And speaking of billionaires.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for old Camp Lane?
Do you know any billionaires? No, I will not.
No.
Even.
It's ridiculous that. Anyway.
Dying.
8% of the wealth is controlled by 12% of the population. That's just anyway. That's a problem, and I know this is a joke show. We make a lot of jokes or whatever, but that's actually true. It actually, my numbers that I'm giving are conservative.
Yes,
it's actually a much smaller percentage that owns a much higher percentage than what I'm saying.
Yes.
But.
Well, I mean, regionally, we have a big problem because of that.
It's a completely ridiculous. Why? Okay. Oh, what was I yelling about a second ago? T-shirts! I'm talking. Now, real problems, Michelle. Who the crap is going to wear a white t-shirt anywhere? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to wear that one time. That's it. And then your armpit stains get in there, and I spilled spaghetti or whatever. That's it. You get one day with a white t-shirt.
I really like spaghetti.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, thanks.
It's odd for an American Indian. You're supposed to say some stuff like pumice or like rocks or buffalo. I don't know what you're supposed to say.
Maize,
yeah. You guys, what is that? It's like pounded up like corn or something?
It's kind of corn, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the kind. But you're like, no, I love spaghetti.
Oh, this sounded good.
What are you going to do? So, who's wearing these white t-shirts? What are you talking about? Nobody. Everybody knows, like, men, you know, you buy a white t-shirt and you wear that under your shirt that you wear with your suit. It's like the third layer. It's way down there.
Yeah, why do you wear an undershirt under a suit?
What are you talking about? You're going to wear a suit naked?
No, an undershirt.
You wear an undershirt, you wear underwear, you wear undersocks. What are you talking about? You get everything.
Is that your armor?
No, you're protecting your shoes. You're protecting. No, that's the thing, right? So you got the suit, right? And it was expensive. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
You just keep making noises like you're not hearing me. I don't feel like you're actually hearing me over here.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you anyway. I just wanted to point out that you weren't hearing me.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Right? So you spent like $300 on a suit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got that much?
Nope.
Is this registering? Not registering, not hearing.
No, I don't have $300. I do, but.
No, but if you're some guy, some billionaire.
I'm a billionaire guy. Okay.
And you spent $300 on a suit.
Kind of the opposite of. Who I am, but alright.
Oh my gosh! You're just making it. I'm trying to explain a simple freaking thing. It's not even complicated, but you're making it that way.
Okay.
Alright.
Is that what you wanted me to do?
No! I don't care. We're crying out like. We started this thing with I wanted to hear your feelings and the things you want to talk about. That's how we started this one.
I know, but then you gave me another beer.
Or was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay. Well, my bad. You want to go back to the last one?
No.
Okay, you told me. I'm talking about suits and white shirts. But if you want to talk about...
And billionaires.
I'm done with it. I think I've said enough. I think everyone can read enough into what I said about the billionaires. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm not trying to negate your voice. Speak, lion, in the jungle. Hear me roar. Go.
Oh my goodness. The mighty jungle.
I'm not done with the white shirt thing. Tonight. I'm not done with the white shirt
thing. All right, well, wrap her up, because here we are at our time.
We're 27 minutes. Oh, I got 7 minutes. Holy crap, is that thing going fast. Look at it go. Speed racer over here. All right. So, you buy a shit. You're a billionaire. Okay. And you're a dude.
Okay.
Right? And it's a $300 shit.
Yeah.
Right? Now, what you know, because you're a dude, is you're a sweaty, like, toxic, emitting
individual.
You know, there's all this stuff coming off me and my face, and I eat spaghetti, and I get it all everywhere.
Oh, that's where the spaghetti came from. Yeah, I remember now.
Bring it back to Italy. We got to talk about tomatoes and blah, blah, blah. We already covered all that.
Did we talk about
You can eat spaghetti without
Thomas Jefferson, though?
You can eat spaghetti without tomatoes, Michelle.
I know.
I don't believe in that machine. Anyway. So, I think that's just not true. The macaroni machine?
It's true facts.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, it's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about suits over here.
Okay.
Right.
I thought you were talking about undershirts.
I am! It's the same dadgum thing.
Because of the layers.
Right.
Right.
And so what you're doing when you're a man.
Yeah.
When you put on socks. And you put on undershirts. Uh-huh. And you put on boxer shorts.
Yeah.
You're protecting that suit from the inside out. Because you know all the weird stuff that you sweat. And the weird things you create. It's a white undershirt. They're freaking, it's like toilet paper. Disposable. Because you already know, I'm only wearing this to protect my suit from me. So who the crap, to bring your question back to you, who's walking around in a white undershirt? People will walk around a white bitter shirt, and they're, you know, because they're at work. They're beating their wives. But who's walking around in a regular white t-shirt, undershirt? It just is no such thing.
Okay. No such thing.
That's a regular. Never say, no.
Undershirt, t-shirt.
Impossible. Because that goes under a suit.
Thank you for educating those of us